daughter and son-in-law were coming up the east side of Snoqualmie Pass, and as near as I'm sure it was about 9:20, was between 9 and 9:30, and it was not raining, it was dry, and I was laying on in the front seat against the window and looking straight ahead, and as we were coming up the hill, I kept noticing this cloud with the flash kind of like a neon light, and its first thought was it was lightning behind the cloud, you know. And I got looking, the sky was all clear with stars in it, and I raised up and I told Ted, I said, what the heck is that? I said, storm up there? And he says, well, he said, did you notice it? And I said, yeah, and the kids in the back says, my gosh, we're getting into a thunderstorm, it isn't even raining. And so we kept looking at it, and I looked all around, the sky's clear, and Ted says, well, it's just one big cloud like that. So as we were approaching, I can't estimate, it must have been maybe 3 miles to the top of the pass. As we came along the highway, and we noticed the cars were slowing down, but nobody stopped. Of course, we slowed down, and over to the right, there was a clearing in the area, and I would say probably about 2 or 3 blocks off of the highway. You could see the straight land, and it dropped down like kind of a gully down below, which you couldn't see the bottom of, but the land was straight, and it dropped. And in this area was this huge light, like you couldn't see an actual light. This was just reflection, like it was just millions of neon lights in it.
Yes.
And it was going kind of off and on, you know, like a heartbeat. And as it did this, we could see where this was shooting up into the sky and making this cloud do this. And we kind of slowed down, and we all, you know, wondered what in the world. My daughter, who is always says that she's seen saucers and everything, she's my godmom, she's a flying saucer. And I said, oh, I said, the highway's probably doing some work, and they lit this up. And Ted says, well, I wonder why the flash. And he says, it's the weirdest thing he ever seen. And it was foggy in some areas, and there was just a light fog hanging in there that made it look like, I guess kind of a misty-looking thing. But it was just something I had never seen before, and it's been bugging me, and I told Ted, I said, well, we should call or stop in North Bend. So we followed the traffic, and there wasn't one car ahead of us that stopped North Bend. Everybody just kept running going through. Well, I was going to call yesterday, and I didn't know who to call, so when I come to work this morning, I was telling the people, I said, you're going to think I'm nuts, but I told them what we'd seen. And this one gal, she says, well, start calling around and tell somebody. She'll find out what it is because it's really been bothering me. But it was, I've never seen anything like this. You couldn't see no actual anything except the reflection or the lighting, the glow.
Yes.
And it would go off and on. So I called the Bellevue State Patrol that Seattle Times told me because they do the I-5 freeway.
Yes.
To see if there was any construction. So she got on the line and she said there was no construction of any type going on up there where they were using any lights. So I can't figure out what in the world this strange-looking thing was.
Oh.
And I was wondering, did you get any other calls?
Not from that area, no.
Well, it was really weird.
Okay, now, can you give us any estimate as the exact location that what you were involved there?
Well, it was the east side. It seemed like we were just about to the top of the pass, probably about 2 miles from the top, and it was on the right side of the highway, on my side.
I see.
We were coming towards Seattle, and we weren't... we went past... I first noticed the cloud shortly after Lake Ketchum set on the left side, that big lake.
Right.
Okay, as we was coming around up in there, you kind of get a straight highway, and this is when we noticed this cloud business, this one cloud, and then we drove, I couldn't even tell you. It didn't seem too far, and then this clearing was there. And then this big, round, huge glow of light that was going off and on. It wasn't a fast off and on. It was just like a regular neon light. And it reminded me of the reflections of neon lighting, very, very bright. And then, of course, we went on by, and then I turned around. We kept watching in the back window, and you could still see it doing it. And then as we were driving in closer to Seattle, we had... I don't know how far we'd gone, and in the hill, I kept looking at everything. Then I noticed this real bright green type shiny light, and it kind of made a big glare, and then it disappeared, and then it kind of, in the trees, this was in the trees, you could see this type thing again, and so Ted said, well, it's probably a beacon for an airplane, but I usually thought they were red, I don't know, but this is an extremely bright, clear green, and then the same type of a glow. And I seen that, and I'm like, God, what in the world's happening around here? We travel that path all the time, and never have I seen anything like that. And I'm not cracking up, but I am quite concerned because I can't believe what I've seen.
Okay, do you have the approximate location for that green object?
Oh, golly, no, I'd have to ask my husband.
Uh-huh.
But it was in a more dense wooded area, quite close to the highway.
Yes.
like coming into North Bend, I think.
Okay, now getting back to this first object, you say that it was in a gully.
Yeah.
Was this a very deep gully or fairly shallow?
Well, I would say that it was, I couldn't tell because what I'm trying to say is the land was level.
Yes.
And then you could see the horizon of it kind of drop down. And how big it, how far it dropped down, I don't know, but you couldn't see. My daughter said she's seen something extremely bright in it, but I didn't. All I seen was the reflection of the glowing light.
Okay, would you say that this was sitting on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. And was it dark when you came through there?
Black, yeah. It was about 9:30.
Is there any possibility you would recognize that again if you went through?
I think so.
Okay. And this was just all light. Now, what was the color of the light?
The same color as the reflection of a neon light in the night with... Well, it was definite white, but yet kind of this glowy... It's very glowy.
Fluorescent type?
Yeah, right.
I see, okay. And it pulsated very similar to
right,
a heartbeat.
Right.
Okay. Were there any other colored lights involved?
No.
Okay. All white. Then.
Yeah. And then it was foggy in the area. Now, whether this was fog or what, I don't know. Just kind of hanging over it. It was the eeriest looking thing. This is what upset me so bad. And it looked like vapors, or yet it looked like it could have been light fog or something. It just, that's about the best I can explain it.
Okay. Do you have any idea, just a visual estimate of how far away the object was?
I would say probably a mile to 2 miles in, if that far, a mile in.
Okay.
Not even a mile, maybe. Steve and my husband, probably, they're better at distance and stuff than I am.
Yes.
And he was telling me yesterday, he said, did you call anybody on that? And I said, no, I don't know where to start. I said, they're going to think we're nuts. And he says, nuts, hell. He says, I can't believe it. My daughter didn't sleep all night long. She's been upset ever since she's seen it. Because it's... I don't know, it's just something you just are breathtaking when you see because it's so strange.
Yes.
And it's the honest to God truth, I'm no nut or kook or anything else. I'm here, I work at a hospital, and it's just been driving me nuts. And one of the lab techs says, you call in and find out, or you're not going to rest till you do. And
yeah.
I said, if they just tell me they're in construction, that I'd be satisfied. But there's nobody that would have an area that big with construction lights, I mean, in that type of a glow.
Well, we've been getting a lot of UFO reports in this area in the last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe it now. After seeing that, there's no way. I was against them, but after seeing that, I'm a firm believer now because I just know that wasn't right.
Well, what you have described is it fits the pattern, so it's really no different. This pulsating light, especially, this is what is known as an electromagnetic energy field which surrounds the vehicle itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it lights up just like a light bulb or a fluorescent tube.
Yeah, and this one cloud, the cloud kept pulsating. And in the center of the cloud, it was a more predominant dirty yellow or something in the center, and it just lit the whole entire cloud. This is why we thought it was lightning at first, but after seeing this, and you could see the lighting was just like, when they open a new building, you know, and they had these big lights outside.
Right.
And this is how this is what was affecting the cloud.
I see.
If you would like, I could have my son-in-law or husband call and they could give you more detail on the distance and stuff like, you know, that, because I'm no big judge of distance. It's just, if that would help you any.
Yes, could I have your son-in-law's name?
Steve.
And that happened at about 9:20 p.m. when that was...
Yeah, because we got into Seattle we got home about 10:30, and I was trying to look at my watch. I told Ted, I said, I want to see what time it is, and I couldn't see my watch, and he looked at his, and he said, it looks to be around 9:20.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's just really weird. I feel better after talking to you that I haven't flipped my lid or anything, because that's the way it is. I mean, it's the honest to God truth.
And that was Monday night?
Sunday
night. That would be the night of the 31st.
Right.
They're the ones that gave you our number?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And you figure that was about 2 miles from the summit on the east side?
Yeah, well, Steve and Ted could tell you that more. I would assume because I was so engrossed and so excited about that. And then after seeing this other thing that I couldn't... We weren't to the top of the pass yet. I know that.
Yes.
And I think I would recognize the area again because you're driving along and it's very woods and all of a sudden there's this big opening. The trees are cleared out and then you can see quite a ways into the, you know, back in there.
Right.
And then you hit a bunch of trees again, you can't see.
Okay.
But it's not my imagination, I'll tell you.
Well, a lot of people are seeing a lot of things.
Yeah, I can believe it. I before kind of laughed at it, but after the four of us slowed down the car and looked at that, and then when my daughter started getting excited, we weren't cracking up, that's for sure.
Also coming back from east of the mountains.
Well, great.
And I thought I'd just give you a buzz.
Okay, could you give us a description of what you did see?
Well, it was just about a mile or a half a mile before you got to the summit. And what it was like, it is someone was arc welding at night with a super big arc welder. And that's what it was illuminating the clouds. And that's about what it looked like. It was white in color. And it was flickering on and off. And finally, just before we got to the summit, there's a large gap. And it was a real super bright light, real bright. And it lit up the whole area, but it was still flickering. It wasn't a steady light. And that's about basically what it was.
Okay, what was the color of this light as you saw it?
It was white.
Straight white.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was white, but it was illuminating a large area. And I just forgot it, you know, when I passed by it. I just figured someone was working down in there or whatever. And when Ted was talking about it this morning, I said, hey, I saw the same thing.
Now, you said it was illuminating a large area. Are you speaking of ground area?
Okay. It was kind of hard to say. It was illuminating the clouds. The clouds were low.
I see.
And by what I mean by large is a large area of clouds.
Right.
As far as ground space, I don't know.
Okay. And did you stop or did you just proceed on?
No, I just proceeded on by. But you could see it for a good, I'd say a good half mile, three quarters of a mile.
I see.
And it was almost right on top of the summit there. And, like I said, I just forgot about it till Ted was talking about it this morning. But, I don't know.
And you figured the time about what on that?
9:30, quarter to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any visual estimates of how far away that was or how far it was off the highway?
On the highway, I'd say a good half a mile.
Half a mile, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now would you say that the object or the light itself was on the ground?
Yeah, because it was, I wouldn't say on the ground, but it was going up into the clouds.
It was going up into the clouds.
You right. So it would have to be from the ground up, but I don't know how close to the ground it was.
I see. Okay. Could you compare that with anything for size?
For size? God, no, not really.
Okay, just holding any small article at arm's length, about how big would it be? Like a coin or a...
You mean... The space of the light?
Right,
God, no. I would say maybe half a football field.
A half a football field, okay.
Yeah, but it was illuminating up the clouds.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a very small light. It was a large area.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And time of observation? I mean...
9:30, quarter to 10.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is great. We're trying to get enough data so we can get up there. You figured about 1.5 miles from the summit?
One to a half mile,
okay. Let's see if we can get somebody up there and take a look at that area. Well, we sure appreciate your calling, Larry.
Okay.
And if you see anything in the future, let us know. And if we get any real good information on this, why, if we happen to get a crew up there and find anything, we'll let you know.
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
Thanks again. Mm-hmm. This is a UFO reporting center in Seattle. I wonder if we could get a description of what you saw.
I didn't really get the good shot because I was on the other side of the car and my wife saw it. She said it would... I just saw the lights, you know, because it was so foggy up there just before you started going up the pass.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you couldn't help but miss it, you know, all the lights being on. And it was just like a radiation flow or something, you know. It was just up and down, but it was so foggy you could just see it in the clouds up there.
Uh-huh.
And it was really bright, you know, and we were just driving through and I wasn't seeing anything up. And I said, oh, they must be working on the roads or some construction, you know, because it was so bright.
Yes.
And, you know, my wife, they have a Monte Carlo, and she was looking through the little window there, and then she goes, no, look, it's white. I'm going, oh, yeah, sure, you know. She goes, no, look at it, you know, but we kept on looking behind us, and it kept on just keep on going and going and going, you know. And so we couldn't figure out what it was, but, you know, I thought it was construction, but on Sunday night we weren't sure.
Yes.
But it was really bright, you know, and you couldn't help but miss it if you're on the freeway.
Now, how far would you say, just a visual estimate, was the object?
About a half a mile.
I see. And it was all light, white light?
Yeah, it just reflected, you know, just like fog was coming in, and it just shone right straight up in the air.
Uh-huh.
And when we went by, you could just look right through the trees and see it, just bright and shiny. There it was, all light. And it was, you know, it was kind of different, you know. So that's what she said she was going to call somebody and find out.
Well, was there any indication that the source of this light was on the ground?
Yeah, that's, you could see right through the trees, you know, what trees there was. Because I remember when I was driving, when we drove by, I can't say, maybe it was a half a mile, maybe a mile, or maybe even less, to that first hotel, or I don't know what street it is on the left side road as you're going up to the pass.
Yes.
That's about how far it was away, because it was on the right side, and I had just turned around from looking at it, and then there was that lodge, or whatever it was, on the left-hand side.
That would be the first lodge heading west.
Right. It's the old Swiss-looking hotel. I'm not sure what it was. It was all lit up, too. You know, all the lights were on.
Yes.
But it's about got done looking at it, and I turned around, and I remember looking right at that. And so it must have been about a mile away from that, and then about a half mile in.
Well, then the object was giving off enough light so that you could see
anybody drove by, they couldn't miss it.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't help from seeing it.
I see.
Because they just, you know, the whole sky was lit up from it. It was, it was bright. You couldn't miss it.
Could you give any estimate on the size of that? Yeah, comparing it with something?
Well, that's it. You know, that's the only thing I could think of at the time of being so bright would be a skylight, but it was even bigger than that, I would think.
Uh-huh.
Of course, then it was so damp and foggy, or cloudy, I guess. I should say foggy, it's more cloudy.
Uh-huh.
And you could see it right in the cloud. The clouds were down low, and the light was right into it. And it was bigger than a skylight, because that's the first intention I had, was that, you know, they must be exploding or something and have a great big light on what they were doing so they didn't make any mistakes. It's the only thing I could think of. I said, well, it must be a gigantic skylight. But it was straight up in the air, and it wouldn't be doing any good.
Yes. Well, in other words, this the light which appeared to originate on the ground was shining as a solid beam up into the sky? Or was it just a reflection in the sky?
No, it looked, well, could be. I mean, it was there. When you look in the clouds, there it was. But
yes.
You could look through the trees, and it was all white, like a bright light was on. And it was kind of, you know, like a radiation. It was just, you know, there. I really didn't pay that much, you know, I was staring at it, you know, and stuff, but I wasn't really thinking of what it could have been, you know. I was just going, oh, yeah, look at that, you know, because you couldn't help but miss it. Anybody was on the freeway had to see it.
Yes. It didn't reflect light into the vehicle, did it?
No.
It wasn't that bright, okay. And was this a steady light?
Yeah. As far as I remember, it was steady. Yeah, up in the sky. I paid more attention to the air, and Carly, my wife, was, and Alice were looking into the trees, and I was just staring up there trying to figure out what the hell it could be.
Yes.
And, you know, then we kind of disappeared, the light on the ground, because, you know, I was looking up in the sky, and Alice said she was really paying attention, and she goes, oh, I can't see it. And she said, turn around and look, and you can see it right through the bushes again. You know, the trees. She goes, see it? See it? And I turn around, and I go, oh, yeah, there it is, you know.
Right.
And after that, we lost sight of it again.
Uh-huh.
But it was definitely on the ground, because you could see, and she started pointing to me again to look behind me in the car. You could see it again sitting down there.
Okay, I think that we'll just send a crew up there tomorrow and look around and see if we can find anything.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for talking to us, Steve.
Uh-huh, you bet.
Okay, bye.
Yes, who are you with, may I ask?
The UFO Reporting Center in Seattle.
Is that the one located at Boeing Field?
No, that would be the FAA Center in Boeing Field. This is a private organization. We've been in service in this part of the country for 20 years.
Well, I have a listing here of several phone numbers that were given to me, and I just wondered if you were the people that...
We are also known as Phenomena Research.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the name that was given to me. I think I've got your phone number down here somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's correct. The strange part about it is that this particular object was on the ground when I first saw it.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't in the air. The there's a street intersection in Tacoma here. The one of them is an arterial, and one of them is a side street that goes off, and it's a dead end, and it happened to be more in the shadows of the main street that I was on. As I approached that intersection, I just happened to glance to the left, and here on the ground appeared to be what I thought was a lantern burning. It didn't have a big light. It didn't have a bright light. It's more like a lantern that somebody had left burning then. And about the time I saw it, I called it to my wife's attention, and just about that time it started to rise off the ground. And the glow from it, as near as I could describe it, the glow from it showed a frame-like affair. I could distinguish what looked like four thin poles in a sort of a box-like contraption that would resemble a box kite in a vertical position, but it had no covering over it.
Yes.
In other words, it appeared to be transparent, but I could detect the shadows of something that looked like four poles, maybe the size of my a thumb or something like that, you know, about an inch in diameter, if they were round, I don't know. When I first saw it, I would say about 60 feet from it. I paced it off about 20, 25 paces, approximately 55, 60 feet from it on the ground. And it was probably about 6 feet high at the most, between 5 and 6 feet high at the most. That is the frame-like affair. And I would judge about two and a half feet in diameter, although I didn't know whether it was round or square because I couldn't detect any covering on it.
Yes.
Well, the minute I saw it, and I called it to my wife's attention, it began to rise off the ground. And since it was to our left, I rolled maybe 20 feet more and put on the brakes, pulled over to the side. My wife went out one door and I went out the other. And it was rising, of course, and it was rising right over our heads. In other words, it drifted over our heads going in a southerly direction. And it passed over, just about over our car, I would say, no more than 30 feet over the car, and I was able to look right up underneath it. And the glow that I saw in the ground resembled a lantern, actually in the air, resembled two crossbars, equal distance crossbars, which were glowing about the color of bright amber caution light at night.
Yes.
And this thing, there again, I estimated to be 2 to 3 feet in either diameter or square, but since I couldn't see no frame around it, no shape of it, I couldn't tell whether it was round or square. There was no covering around it. And it rose in a vertical position, but it went off on a tangent towards the southwest. And it rose about the speed of a gas balloon that you let go at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
And it goes up into the sky. That's about the speed at which it rose. Well, shortly after I stopped, another car stopped behind me, a young fellow from Fort Lewis, army man. And he asked me, "What's that?" And I said, "It's a darn if I know what it is." And then a minute or two later, a couple of young kids came running up from a couple blocks away. They pointed in the direction where they came from, and they said that they had seen it close to their place, and it had gone over some houses and disappeared from view from their view, and over some trees, and they couldn't see it anymore. They were running in the direction it had gone. And evidently it had gone in the direction to where I saw it, and then it had come down onto the ground again. And then it took off when I saw it. But all of us watched it go, and maybe watched it for 3 or 4 minutes, and then I got to the notion all of a sudden that I should get to a phone and call up McCord Air Force Base, because it was drifting off in their direction, in the southwest from where we were. And I figured that maybe they could pick it up on radar, or maybe send a plane out. Well, I live about a mile and a half from the location that I saw it, and everything was dark around there because it was 12:30 at night. And I told the wife, get in the car, let's go, because everything was dark, and I didn't want to pound on somebody's door in the middle of the night and ask them to use the phone, because they probably wouldn't anyway.
Right.
So we drove home quite hastily, and on the way home, when I looked back, actually, I made a right-hand turn and was going down away from it. When I looked back, I could still distinguish it in the sky, and it was glowing with the same intensity that it did when it passed over my head. There was no fire, no heat, no sparks. I say there was heat, I don't know, I couldn't, I didn't get that closer, but there was no sparks, there was no fire insofar as a flame-like affair. There was no smoke. There was no motion, excepting that rising on a tangent. And I got to the phone, and of course I had trouble getting through to the right party at McCord. And after I got through to what I thought was the right party, he said, "Well, I'll call Alert and tell them about it." And he didn't even seem interested in taking my name or phone number, although I gave it to him. And that was that. I went back to the location where I had seen it take off the ground. Shortly after that, I took a bright light with me, and I showed the headlights on the spot where it had been setting, but I couldn't see a thing on the ground that indicated anything like a burn or a smoke area or anything.
Yes.
Actually, it was in the middle of a street that was a dead-end street, but not very well used. And it was about, like I say, about 60 feet from the left side of the right side of the arterial that I was traveling on. The next day, I tried to contact McCord and see if I could get some information from them on what they had seen or done, but I couldn't even get through to the same party that I had talked to. Of course, I was calling in the daytime, and this had happened late at night. Maybe the same crews were on, different crews were on at that time, and I don't know. I called the Tribune to see if there had been other reportings of similar to mine, and they said that a man had reported seeing something in the far-off distance about 10:30 that night that he couldn't figure out what it was, and sort of a bright light, but that's all the Tribune knew about it.
I see.
They didn't... Well, then the next day, a reporter called me and asked me all kinds of questions about it, and... any number of questions and what it looked like and so forth, about the same way you're doing now. He didn't, of course, you're not asking questions. I'm telling you what I know.
Yes.
But he asked me all kinds of questions as though he was really interested and so forth, but I think he just dropped it, figuring it was just another one of those things. But this is something that I very definitely saw and very definitely experienced, and I'm puzzled at what it is, and I'm not staying awake at night trying to figure it out, but at the same time, it's quite a puzzle.
Okay, was that dead-end street inspected during the daylight hours?
I did, yes. I went back during the daytime.
And nothing was found?
Nothing. Nothing was found or seen. There was absolutely nothing to indicate that this particular object had been there the night before.
Are there quite a few homes there?
Well, there's homes in that area, but there's sort of a brushy, small brushy area between the homes and the area. So.
I see. What street was that?
Well, the street that I was on was South 56th Street, between Pacific Avenue and McKinley Avenue. 56th Street runs east and west.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with Tacoma?
Slightly, yes.
Well, Pacific Avenue runs almost north and south, and McKinley Avenue that we live on runs almost north and south.
Uh-huh.
56th Street is an arterial between those two, and it was... at 56 and B Street. Now, B Street is a dead-end street on the left going east. On the right, it is not B Street at all because there's a jog in it there, and there's a big church on the left.
So. I see.
But it passed over our car, and it passed over, and the church went off in a southerly direction. This was at 12:30 at night at the time that I saw it, and... it was a rather clear night. I could see a long distance.
About how long did you observe the object?
Oh, I see. We watched it for 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Did you by any chance get the names of the other people who had stopped or the youngsters that came up to the scene?
I wish I had. I did not.
Okay.
That's something if probably never will in my lifetime ever happen again, but if it ever does, boy, I'm sure we'll get names. My wife and I are the only ones that can collaborate.
But these two boys, or this group of boys, stated that the object had...
Just two boys.
That it had apparently landed where you had first seen it, then.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, the two boys came running, and they said they pointed off in that direction. We lived down there. We saw it down there, and we couldn't tell what it was, and they came running in the direction that they saw it go. So obviously it hovered over or passed over the houses rather low, and then it went down again onto B Street where I saw it.
Okay. And that was about 10 p.m. when you first sighted it?
No,
right?
It was 12:30.
12:30.
Yeah, this other fellow that told the Tribune that he had seen something, he said he saw it around 10:30 that night.
10:30.
Now, whether he saw the same thing or not, I don't know, because he didn't see it close. He saw it far away in the sky.
Right. And did you get the name of our organization from a source in Tacoma?
Well, it so happened that the next day after, well, this was at 12:30 at night, and about 4 in the afternoon that same day, this is 12:30 in the morning, I should say.
Yes.
P.M. A.M. For about 4 o'clock that same day, I called McCord to see if I could get any information, and they couldn't give me no information at all. And they suggested that I call Washington State Civil Defense in Olympia. Now, why, I don't know, but they did. So I called Washington State Civil Defense in Olympia. Some girl answered the phone down there, and she says, no, she says, we don't handle anything like that anymore. And I don't know if they ever did, but she said, she says, I can give you the phone number of some people to call, and she mentioned your group, Phenomena Research.
Uh-huh.
With that number, she gave me that number, P.O. Box 1807, I think. And she also gave me the name and number of Washington State Center for UFO Studies and for Renton. And Washington State Aeronautics Boeing Field, Seattle. I didn't call either one of these because I thought that maybe the reporter would do something about it, you see. When he was calling us the following day, he asked, of course, all kinds of questions, and I told him who I had called and the names that I had gotten from the Washington Civil Defense, and one of them was yours. He said he was going to follow it up, but I don't think he ever did. You never got a call from him, did you?
No.
Yeah. Well, that is the situation as it stood, and I just left it that way. It's a peculiar situation as far as I'm concerned, because up until now I was neither a believer nor a disbeliever. I just figured that maybe it's so and maybe it isn't
right.
So. You know, you just don't dwell on the subject, and even today I don't dwell on it because... whatever it is, it is. I saw it, and that's all there is to it. I don't have the answer to the mystery, and I'm not, as I said, I'm not the type to lay awake at night trying to keep awake at night trying to solve a mystery that isn't solvable as far as I'm concerned.
True. Okay.
It's been a puzzle, and I can assure you we weren't drinking.
Well, we sure appreciate...
That's the question everybody's been asking me every time we talk about it. What'd you have to drink?
Oh, yes. Well, that's common. We sure appreciate your talking to us, and if we get any additional information on this, we'll let you know.
Well, I would be very much interested in additional information. What is your name?
Bob Gribble, G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Yeah, I think that's the name I got from the... Where did I get that name? Wait a minute, let me look through. I had that name written down here someplace. Phenomena Research, Robert Gribble.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's the name that was given to me by this office in Olympia.
Fine.
So evidently they know you people.
Very good.
They know about you.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thank you again, sir.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Good night.